Blog Talk Radio.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Oh my. Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best. As the author of your faith, he wrote in provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
Good morning, this is Dr. Scott. Thank you for dialing in. We really appreciate your being on the call. Do want you to know this is a repeat broadcast. The evangelist has been traveling extensively over the last few days, and we decided to give her a break. So I hope you enjoy the repeat broadcast, but we will be on next month as scheduled.
Body, mind, and soul. It started out being a conversation between me and some individual who had a great spiritual gift, but their spiritual gift was not framed in the salvation-oriented and gospel of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that we have reformed and reformatted and completely renewed this program. It's body, mind, and soul. And the intention here is to bring onto the show a spiritual warrior and to have him or her share with us the battles that they have had and overcome to the extent that they can to come to the point where they are now emissaries, missionaries, and even mercenaries on behalf of God, Jesus Christ, to bring souls to Jesus. Now, that's the purpose of this. We want to get behind the pulpit. We want to step behind the veil and understand clearly and directly who this individual is. And that's why the theme for this particular program, which is being heard today on radio station WGGM, WGGM, and also on radio station WGUM, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute to help you understand what's going on. But the battle's not yours, so let's listen to a bit more of that, and then we'll bring on our spiritual warrior of the day, and hopefully she'll be with us every first Sunday of the month. And we're talking about evangelist prophetess Patricia Benjamin.
This battle is not yours. It's the love. This battle is
Good morning, Evangelist. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. I want to welcome you to the program and thank you for finding the time to bring us the wonderful insights and experiences that you have. I want you to know your microphone is on. Amen, amen, amen. And I would just love to welcome you to the show and let you say a few words, and then what we'll do is tell people about this wonderful new experience that we're having with creating a brand new radio station, WGUM. So, Evangelist, please turn your mic on so we can hear your words of wisdom.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Scott. Good morning, radio listeners. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a good thing to dwell together for brethren in unity. I have a quote here from the book of Isaiah, and I just want to read this in correspondence to the songs that you played this morning. You haven't seen your best days yet, and the battle is not yours, it's the Lord, and I'll be praying for you. Well, the book of Isaiah says to us this morning, it says, and this is Isaiah 40 and 31. Those of you that have your Bibles, you can look at it yourself and just ponder on it because it's a good thing. The Word of God is good, and it's very good. And it fits all circumstances. It fits into the cracks and crevices of our mind, body, and soul. Oh, Genesis declare that God breathed into the nostrils of man, and he became a living soul. Aren't you glad this morning that you have the breath of God? He took the dust and made man, but that man was just like a statue, a figurine or something just existing. But when God did this, man became a living soul. We have a song that we sing in my church, breathe on me, Lord, breathe on me. Aren't you glad that he breathed on you today? That the breath of the Lord have you yet in the land of the living? This is not a preach show, so I can talk about the goodness of Jesus, and the word itself preaches by itself. Now let me just read this, and I'll give the mic back to the doctor, because this is his program. Mine isn't until the fourth Sunday in November, so they teach us in church to have respect for one another. Let me just read this, Isaiah 40, which is the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah. If you have it, say amen. Okay, you know, let me just go. God does this to me all the time. I go where I want to go, but then he'll say, no, 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 no. This is where I want you at. So then let's go up here to Isaiah 29. It's still the 40th chapter. But let's start at the 29th verse. And this is the word for today and all week. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Does that fit you today? Do you feel faint? Do you feel like you can't make it? Do you feel like you're going to give up, or you need to give up? Do you feel like you just need to throw in the towel? Well, because you are a living soul, and your soul is in your body, and the mind controls the body, let's get some strength here. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall down. But, B-U-T, but, underline that. That is the 31st verse. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That word wait there means they that trust in the Lord. They that bless the Lord, praise God, reverence him, give thanks. They that trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. If you look at the verse 30, it says they'll faint, the young will faint, but they were not trusting in the Lord, so they fell. They fainted along the way. But those of us that's trusting in the Lord, there's no need for us to faint, and there's no need for us to fall, because we know, no matter how long it may take, that God got it, and when God got it, we don't have to worry or fret, because we know we will eventually mount up with wings as eagles. Be blessed today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, amen, Evangelist. I want you to know, as I told the listeners, I remind you, this is the show Body, Mind, and Soul. So while the next thing is playing, which will explain to people about our new radio station, which I'm very excited about, WGUM, and it'll give them the dial-in numbers and that sort of thing. What I'd like for you to do is imagine that some young person, probably about the age that you were when you were, or the size that you were when you were 5 or 6, came up to you and looked up at you and said, "Evangelist." And to the listeners, you don't probably don't know this, but Evangelist Benjamin is a tall woman. She's probably very nearly 6 feet. So it's real easy to imagine a child coming up to you and say, "Evangelist, I want to be just like you when I grow up. I like your height. I like your soul. I like your spirit. Tell me, how did you become the person who you are?" And so you can just share a little bit from behind the pulpit, behind the scriptures, about this person that brings us such a message every time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Scott, speaking on behalf of Evangelist Prophetess Patricia Benjamin, asking you at this very moment if you will get out a piece of paper, a pen, or a pencil, because we have some very important news to give you, and we're praying for you. This news, dear friends, is to let you know that we have decided to take the next step. Thank you for your many prayers and positive responses, and we are establishing our own radio station. Right now you're listening to us on WGGM, and the station we're going to is WGUM. And what does the GUM stand for? It stands for, I started to say Greater Good Ministries, which is the one we're coming from, but it actually stands for Glory United Ministries. So the first thing we need you to write down is the following. Blog Talk Radio, which you're very familiar with, .com/WGUM. And remember, GUM stands for Glory United Ministries. So when you turn on your computer and you do a search, instead of putting in blogtalkradio.com/WGGM, now you'll just add behind the slash WGGM, which is what you put originally, but you will put slash WGUM. If it's confusing to me, I can understand what it could be for you. Now, the second thing you need to write down is a completely new telephone number other than the one you used. Here's the new number that will put you right into WGUM on the dates and times that I'll mention to you later. The new number is 213-943-3667. Let me say that again. It's 213-943-3667. One more time, 213-943-3667. Now, that's the number you will use to reach WGGM, and that's the number you'll use for all of the programs that you've been listening to, hearing both Evangelist Patricia Benneman and myself, Dr. Gregory Scott. Now, the next bit of information has to do with the times that you will hear us. Now, because we're in the middle of a transition, this show now is being broadcast at 9:30 a.m. on WGUM, and it will be rebroadcast at 11 o'clock, which is the time you normally hear it, on WGGM. So right now, you may be listening to it on WGUM, and 11 o'clock, we're going to rebroadcast it. And we'll do the same thing next month, which, of course, will be the first Sunday in December. Now, the next question you may have is, what about our Thursday program? The Thursday program, which has been at 1 o'clock, we're now going to begin broadcasting at 10 o'clock, and you will be able to hear it once again on both WGUM and WGGM. What we will do is record the program at 10 o'clock your time, and then we will rebroadcast it on WGGM I'm saying your time, but actually it's 10 o'clock Eastern, and then we'll rebroadcast it at 1 o'clock Eastern on WGGM. So once again, friends, we now have a new number and a new radio station, and thank you for praying for us, and we look forward to hearing from you. And please take advantage of the opportunity to call in for a prayer or a healing to the Thursday show. And again, you'll call in at that number, and this information, by the way, will be on our website, which is glory-u.org, and it also will be on the template here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
we're back, and I asked the evangelist if she would begin to let us look behind the pulpit, perhaps look up from the Bible and from the Scripture, and help us understand what has happened in her life to bring her to this point where she is able to share such wonderful truths and to be such a shining example of the love of God and Jesus for us and all life. Evangelist?
Yes, Dr. Scott. From my birth, I was chosen by God to be one of his vessels to bring forth his good news, which is the gospel. It is known as the good news. From a child at an early age, I was anointed by my pastor, who was and is deceased now, Joseph Arnold King. And from what I was told, of course, I didn't have that gift to know everything, a baby, that I was a baby in his arm, and he anointed me with olive oil that had been blessed by being prayed over, and he smeared the oil upon my head, and he spoke over me that God would use me mightily later on in life, and that I would win many souls to Christ. Of course, I was a baby. I knew nothing about this, but my grandmother, who took me to church, told me of it as I developed into my little 3 and 4 year old stage. And at the age of 3, I am gifted with a voice to sing gospel songs. And I used to sing at 3 years old in my church. They would stand me up on a little board. Even though I had long arms and long legs, they wanted me a little higher. And I would stand there and look at the cathedral window at my church, because that took my fear away. They said, don't look at the people's faces. Look at the window. Focus on the window. And I could do that and really not see anyone looking at me. And I would sing whatever song it was that I was singing. And, you know, that has had a great impact in my life. Even now when I'm in the pulpit and I'm bringing the word of God, I focus on something that might be in the church or in the room. Sometimes God will allow me to focus on one person, and I just look at that one person, and I'm able to draw strength from them, the person that God has. So as I grew, of course, being a child, we drift away, but I never could drift far away because the prayers was always going up for me, and I thank God that I surrendered my will unto God, and I said, yes, Lord, I would rather be singing, but I had to say, yes, Lord, unto God, ministering his word. So now I am up in age, and I thank God for being patient with me, allowing me to grow up and make mistakes, but the word declares, train up a child in the way it should go, and when it's old, will not depart. So the teachings and the anointing and those things that was instilled from God and my minister who continued to mold me didn't leave me, even though I went out and left it, but it did not leave me. So therefore, God never took his hand off me. And that's the story as it goes.
Well, you just explained that you, as a very small child, your church members had you, allowed you, permitted, asked you to sing, and you did.
Mm-hmm.
But could you talk a bit more about your involvement with the church? Did you teach Sunday school? Were you in the choir?
No,
did you go every Sunday? Did you go during the week? I mean, could you talk a bit more about the kind of molding?
Well, we were always in church, Dr. Scott. It was a lifestyle for my community. Our church was the center of our developing to who we are now. We had church Sunday morning, Sunday evening at 6. We had YPWW, which was Young People Willing Workers. That's where we got a chance to ask questions or read and, you know, try to understand what was what. And then we had Sunday night service at 8 and got out around 10 or so. Then we had Tuesday night service, which was prayer and Bible band. So we went in and we prayed for an hour, and then you had more Bible study. Because the more word my pastor felt, the more word that you had in you, then the more word would sustain you at a time of your trouble, a time that you would need God's help. And it's the word that God has given us to stand on, because heaven and earth, the scriptures say, will pass away. But God declared that my word will never fail, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So it's the Word of God that strengthens you. It's the Word of God that makes you. It's the Word of God that molds you. So the more we were in church, the more Word we heard. I was in the little children's choir, which was called, we had chapelettes and the chapelaires. I was a chapelette because I was a small child. As I became a teenager, then I went into the chapelaires, and then from there, a pastor just took me about 8 or 9 and said, I need her in the adult choir to lead them. Some didn't want me in the adult choir, but when pastor spoke, that was it. So I was also in all of the choirs in the church singing. For years, I directed our choir, and they just sang, and people lied and put us on programs to pull other people to come because my choir was singing, which we were a very good choir, and folk came, and they were disappointed. And how I knew about it, they would see me downtown and say, what happened? Why wasn't you all there? You was on the program. I said, honey, we were not supposed to be there. We were not invited to that. But people would not tell the truth because they knew that King's Chapel Choir was a drawing choir.
Hmm. Well,
so,
that's terrific. Thank
you. That's it. My mom was the church musician, and so she was at every rehearsal. And every time the church doors opened, we were in church, morning, noon, and night.
So it sounds like then if that child walked up to you and said, "How do I become an evangelist? How did you become who you are?" It sounds like you'd be saying to them, "You've got to be serious. You've got to be focused. You got to put Jesus first. You just can't think it. You just get up in the morning and decide you're going to be this. That you have to allow the church and God to be the center of your life." And thank you. Please.
Well, in the book of Ephesians, Dr. Scott, the Bible said in Ephesians, I believe it's the 6th chapter, around the 6th chapter, let me go that way, because I know all of this, but sometimes you just can't put it all together at the moment. The scripture says, to some he gave, meaning the Lord, to some he gave, and to some he gave evangelists, to some he gave pastors, to some he gave, and it goes on to tell you what God gave out. God gave me that from a child, from birth, actually, because he told Jeremiah, I knew you in your mother's womb. I formed you, and I equipped you then for the journey that you're on now. You just can't lay down and just get up and say, okay, I'm God's preacher. That doesn't work. Now, you can go and be trained in some seminary schools. We call them cemetery schools because they don't seem to have a lot of life in them. And, you know, people think that they can do the impossible, but you can tell those that call themselves because there's no anointing. Oh, they're doing a good thing by reading God's word, but they're not winning. So the Bible says he who is wise winneth soul. So when you have that gift of the smearing of the oil, it comes from God. And God work it in its own time. See, you can't come forward in God until it's your time. And those go out there before their time that have been called shipwrecked. But if you wait on the Lord again, he shall renew your strength, and you shall mount up because you waited on the Lord. You will mount up with the wings that you need for your journey. So if you have a desire to be an evangelist like me, or if you have a desire to preach like me, or a desire to teach like me, you can seek God's faith. And ask, because in the book of Psalms, it lets you know that the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. And because you ask, and because he loved you that much, he just may allow, I'm not going to say he's going to do it, he just may allow it to happen for you in your life. And I've had people, not just children, I've had adults come up to me and say, oh, if I could just sing like you. Oh, if I could just teach that word the way you do. How do you do what you do? It is not me. I let them know that I don't take God's glory from him. I say, it's the God in me that's using my body to speak to you. The physical body you see. You see me talking, but it's the God in me bringing forth the word that he wants to come forward. So I appreciate them. I applaud them for thinking that it's all me, but it's not about me. I crucify my flesh, and the more I die to the word and to God, the more God becomes alive in my life.
So does that mean there's hope for my singing?
Well, I would say, Dr. Scott, if I was still a choir master that I used to be, I would train your voice to just do the amens. Because I just got to take your robe and stuff from you, Dr. Scott, because you're not the world's greatest singer. And I heard a preacher say once, you all don't want me to sing because I can't hold a tune in the bucket with a top on it. So there are some songs that you can glide in, but you can't stay out there long because you start messing up. So I think we just will put you in the choir to clap.
Amen. Look, I'm glad that you talked a bit about the anointing, and that will be the very next topic after the next item that gets played that I'll want you, if you will, say a little bit more, because I know that there are some traditions, some, I don't want to pick on any particular religions, where they'll see these words and they'll read about the Pentecost but not really understand what anointing is all about. So we'll be back to you in just a moment.
Okay.
Log Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand. but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There's anger, felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me.
Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to our program. And we do hope that things are turning around for you. Therefore, we're asking that those of you who have wondered how you might support Glory United Ministries, we're asking you just take a moment and get your pens out, and we will give you the information now. Both Evangelist Benjamin and I, Dr. Gregory Scott, hope that this program has been a blessing to you as it has for us. And if it has been a blessing to you, please feel free to click the donation button on our website. And our website is one that's easy to remember, www.glory-u.org. That's glory-u.org. There's a link on that website that you can use to send us any donation amount that feels right, correct, and comfortable for you. Now, if instead you're interested in sending a check or a money order to us to support this ministry, then here's the address. Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7. And you can abbreviate suite as STE 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware. And that's DE 19934. So our mailing address is Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware, 19934. And your checks and money orders can be simply made out to Glory, Glory. So that can be what your check is made out to, Glory, Glory, which is our account name. And if you want to put the name of a person on there, then you can put either Gregory M. Scott or Patricia Benjamin. So once again, thank you for listening, and we do hope that things really are turning around for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we are praying for you. This is Dr. Scott speaking on behalf of Evangelist Prophetess Patricia Benneman, asking you at this very moment if you will get out a piece of paper, a pen, or a pencil, because we have some very important news to give you, and we're praying for you. This news, dear friends, is to let you know that we have decided to take the next step. Thank you for your many prayers and positive responses, and we are establishing our own radio station. Right now you're listening to us on WGGM, and the station we're going to is WGUM. And what does the GUM stand for? It stands for, I started to say Greater Good Ministries, which is the one we're coming from, but it actually stands for Glory United Ministries. So the first thing we need you to write down is the following. Blog Talk Radio, which you're very familiar with, .com/WGUM. And remember, GUM stands for Glory United Ministries. So when you turn on your computer and you do a search, instead of putting in blogtalkradio.com/WGGM, now you'll just add behind the slash WGGM, which is what you put originally, but you will put slash WGUM. If it's confusing to me, I can understand what it could be for you. Now, the second thing you need to write down is a completely new telephone number other than the one you used. Here's the new number that will put you right into WGUM on the dates and times that I'll mention to you later. The new number is 213-943-3667. Let me say that again. It's 213-943-3667. One more time, 213-943-3667. Now, that's the number you will use to reach WGGM, and that's the number you'll use for all of the programs that you've been listening to, hearing both Evangelist Patricia Benneman and myself, Dr. Gregory Scott. Now, the next bit of information has to do with the times that you will hear us. Now, because we're in the middle of a transition, this show now is being broadcast at 9:30 a.m. on WGUM, and it will be rebroadcast at 11 o'clock, which is the time you normally hear it, on WGGM. So right now, you may be listening to it on WGUM, and 11 o'clock we're going to rebroadcast it. And we'll do the same thing next month, which of course will be the first Sunday in December. Now, the next question you may have is, what about our Thursday program? The Thursday program, which has been at 1 o'clock, we're now going to begin broadcasting at 10 o'clock, and you will be able to hear it once again on both WGUM and WGGM. What we will do is record the program at 10 o'clock your time, and then we will rebroadcast it on WGGM I'm saying your time, but actually it's 10 o'clock Eastern, and then we'll rebroadcast it at 1 o'clock Eastern on WGGM. So once again, friends, we now have a new number and a new radio station, and thank you for praying for us, and we look forward to hearing from you. And please take advantage of the opportunity to call in for a prayer or a healing to the Thursday show. And again, you'll call in at that number, and this information, by the way, will be on our website, which is glory-u.org, and it also will be on the template here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. As we move forward, thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed.
Yes, we're not defeated and not destroyed. And so, Evangelist, we're back to you. And I just want to thank you for your patience and being so available to be with us. And let me make sure your microphone is turned on. And while the ads were being played, you invited me to look up one or two chapters in the New Testament. I just want to thank you for that opportunity. The first one was Acts. Could you say that again, please?
Acts, the fourth chapter and the 21st verse.
Acts 4, 21. Right now, I'm going to change phones here. Right now,
I'm sorry. Acts 4 and 27.
Acts 4 and 27. Yes.
Uh-huh.
For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles, the people of Israel, were gathered together. And that's Acts 4:27 in the Standard Rainbow Study Bible.
Yeah, Acts 4 and 27 in the Rainbow Bible. But let me, because you said when you return, you wanted to speak on the anointing.
Yes.
The anointing is not a plaything, and I just want people to know that it comes from God, and it comes out. It's written here in God's word, the anointing. For, you know, it's so important that we belong to a outfit, a church, a ministry that believes in the anointing. My phone doesn't sound too clear right now. I don't know what's going on here. But for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. So it's letting you know that it was witnessed there. And if we go to Acts, I believe, stay in the book of Acts for a moment. The 38th verse is the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, because Acts deal with the Holy Spirit. Acts deal with the anointing. You want to know about the anointing and the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, the power of God, you need to read the book of Acts, and it will let you know what was going on there. In the book of Acts, it talks about when the day of Pentecost had fully come. Now, the word Pentecost only means the 50th day. So when the 50th day had arrived, the Holy Ghost came on the 50th day. That's when it showed up on the earth. On the 50th day, they were all with one in one place with one accord, not on one accord, but with one accord, meaning they had a oneness of mind, oneness of spirit, and the Holy Ghost fell upon them in the upper room. You can, if you have it, sir. Let them know where you're reading
it. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Praise God. You see, The Holy Ghost came with a sound, and it also came with fire, cloven tongues, and they all spake in tongues once the Holy Ghost had come upon them. Let's do Acts 10 because I see the time is closing here on us. Acts, the 10th chapter and the 38th verse, I will read that. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You see, this is serious business that we're talking about. This is real. This Jesus is real. God is real. And the things of them are real. The Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Anointing is not a plaything. It is real and very present in some of our lives. You know the Holy Ghost when you hear it, and you also will recognize the anointing when you see it or hear it. Let's go to 2 Corinthians before our time expire here. And the first verse, the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, and the 21st verse, I believe. 21
In the 2 Corinthians, now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. And I'd like
God.
To add 22, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth.
So you see, it is reading. I saw that you continued, and that happens to give more information. This just go to show you that it comes from God. The anointing comes from God. So you can't get around it. You have to have God. It has to come from God. You have to recognize who God is. You have to reverence God. If you want to look at Corinthians, the same chapter, the first chapter of 2 Corinthians and the 20th verse, Dr. Scott, it says here, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen unto the glory of God by us. There is your ministry name, Glory. And the glory is unto not Dr. Scott, not Patricia Benjamin. It is unto God. We give all glory, all praise, all honor, and all thanks unto God. I am done. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, I want to thank you once again, Evangelist, for making yourself available to us. And I also want to tell you that our next program, which will be next month, and tell the listeners, we're going to follow this topic of anointing and the Pentecost even more, because so many religions and denominations have come up today that minimize the power of God to work miracles in our lives. So we just want to give you one more opportunity to hear this, and then the program will end without further conversation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. have struggled and disappointment. Their kind of felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me.
Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to our program, and we do hope that things are turning around for you. Therefore, we're asking that those of you who have wondered how you might support Glory United Ministries, we're asking you just take a moment and get your pens out, and we will give you the information now. Both Evangelist Benjamin and I, Dr. Gregory Scott, hope that this program has been a blessing to you as it has for us. And if it has been a blessing to you, please feel free to click the donation button on our website. And our website is one that's easy to remember, www.glory-u.org. That's glory-u.org. There's a link on that website that you can use to send us any donation amount that feels right, correct, and comfortable for you. Now, if instead you're interested in sending a check or a money order to us to support this ministry, then here's the address. Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7. And you can abbreviate suite as STE 7, TMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware. And that's DE 19934. So our mailing address is Glory United Ministries, 836 Walmart, Walmart Drive, Suite 7, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware, 19934. And your checks and money orders can be simply made out to Glory, Glory. So that can be what your check is made out to, Glory, Glory, which is our account name. And if you want to put the name of a person on there, then you can put either Gregory M. Scott or Patricia Benjamin. So once again, thank you for listening, and we do hope that things really are turning around for you.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it, and then start shouting.
There's no pain Jesus can feel. There is no hurt that he cannot heal. All things work, yes they do.